Christmas is just around the corner, and you're scratching your head about what to get for Secret Santa. And then it hits you. That's it. A scratch card. Perfect. There's one thing off the Christmas list. Now that feels like winning. So roll with it and turn the big day into Wednesday with a scratch card. Give someone a Wednesday with a scratch card from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Please gift responsibly. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Set at the bar. Small examples of what not to do when deciding to steal a car, okay?
Which, don't do that. We got to say that.
Okay, all
right. Don't steal the car. Sure, that's bad.
Sure, we'll put that blanket statement down there first. So setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a car and then calling the police when you run out of gas, you're doing okay.
They are probably going to mention the car's not yours.
From WTAJ.
20-year-old Daniel Rizzo was driving a gray Audi SUV when he ran out of fuel on Old Route 22.
Oh, Daniel didn't even check the gas gauge when he lifted the truck. Okay.
But when Rizzo was told a trooper was on the way to help, Rizzo changed his mind and said he didn't want an officer to respond and hung up the phone.
No, just kidding.
You know what? On second thought, I feel like they're going to have thoughts about this car, not being mine.
Did I say I needed help with the gas? Oh, I didn't. Just kidding. Bye-bye.
Nope, we're good. Yeah. We're good. Canceled.
Well, we're told a trooper still responded anyway and learned the vehicle was actually reported stolen in Altoona earlier in the day.
Aww.
It was the perfect plan.
It was the perfect
plan. Until I ran out of gas. And called the cops. I mean, so wait, in the order of mistakes, stealing the car is number one. That's the first mistake.
Okay, sure. Yes.
Number two, not checking to see if there's gas, I guess, right? Then number three, the calling the cops.
I mean, the first place he should have gone is to the gas station. Like, I feel like that's a gauge on the dashboard that indicates whether there's gas in a nice Audi like that. I feel like it's going to say you have 10 miles left to the tank. You know, it gives you kind of the countdown.
They do kind of let you know exactly how many gallons you got left.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I know. He was living that YOLO life, right?
Maybe. Or maybe he thought, you know what? If I stop to get gas, they're really going to get me.
Well,
so I got to keep on the road. And then he ran out of gas.
Again, you know, this is kind of that small niche audience of those who might be considering stealing a car today. If you manage to make it through the day without stealing a car and then calling the police when you run out of gas, you're doing okay.
But let this be the reason you decide not to steal a car.
Right.
I mean, other than the fact that you just shouldn't steal cars.
Sure.
Or anything else for that matter.
There's that.
Oh, wow.
Setting the bar.